All right, Mike, repeated looks on the outside. Did you have anything to the inside, or was he taking too much of the inside up?
No, he was running that half car length up off of the inside, so for me to get to the inside, there wasn't physically enough room. But yeah, we had him a couple times on the outside and then just got ran up, you know, had a four, got loose a couple times and got ran up. Hit the barbels a little bit there, but it was fun racing. I've raced Timmy for a lot of years, and I got a lot of respect for him. He's one of the best out there.
I was going to say, it must have been fun.
It was. I mean, whatever you could run wheel to wheel like that. Obviously, we would have liked to be one position better, but man, that sucks. I've won many times here and finished second a lot more, you know. So
he's one of the drivers that you trust to run side by side with out here?
No doubt, absolutely. I mean, once you're wheel to wheel with a guy, he's one of the cleanest, right? It's just getting to that point. I mean, we had him numerous times, but we just lost the nose, whether it was the nose or lacking side bite, and we just couldn't pull it off.
You only had about, I believe, 12 cars at the end of the race, maybe the last 15, 20, last about 12. A little more traffic might have helped you?
Lap traffic would have been fantastic. I had him once in lap traffic, the lap car kind of boxed me and whatnot, but that makes it exciting with, obviously, you know, lap traffic out there and whatnot, but hopefully the fans enjoyed it. That's what we're here for. So.
And finally, you're heading into tomorrow. It seems like you guys are struggling with the 79. You're out of the 79.
We decided just to park it. I mean, running. I think we qualified 21st, so we missed the top 20 or whatever. So my decision. I figured, you know, instead of beating the car up, trying to get something that out of it that's not there, just to park it. So
you'd be a spectator tomorrow.
No, I'll be going home.
Who do you have to thank for your second place run tonight?
Just everybody involved, the whole crew, everybody with Reed Salvage, Paco Transportation, Level Performance Motors, and everybody with ISMA too, Core Pack Merchandising, Eddie Shea, Hoosier Tire, and all the fans, most definitely.